Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick, Homes and Hops, and I am sitting here with Michelle Apple. What's the other portion, the full name? What's your full name?
It's Michelle. Madore is my maiden name, but
Okay.
Apple. But I always put this plug in for my husband. I'm a
Yes.
dietitian. I married him for the right last name. It couldn't have been like brownie or cupcake. It was Apple,
I love
the
it,
dietitian.
which actually is perfect. I
So
don't
I'm going to ask for be sure. This is for me, right?
Oh, yeah,
Oh,
this
I
is for
love
you.
this.
So Michelle and I are drinking Noble Creatures again. The Good for the Goose. It reminds me of a mimosa, like a beer
Ooh, I love it.
mimosa.
Yeah, it does. I actually really like it.
Clearly is my favorite. I think I've been drinking it the past five shows, but I love it. So Michelle has created a foundation, ABC Warrior Foundation, which is Apple Breast Cancer Warrior Foundation.
And easy
So,
to remember too.
and I know it is easy to remember. I do like that a lot. And as you can see, for those watching, the phenomenal logo in the back that we have screened here, which is really cool. Now, it is, in case you're living in a black hole, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
So get out to your pink people. I'm even wearing my pink. I notice I have a lot of like pastel pinks more
Yeah.
than like the bright
I never
pink.
liked pink. Do you know that it was like a tomboy my whole life? I hated pink.
Really?
Now, oh my gosh, I've embraced it so much. I think if my husband sees any more pink, like for that pink part, I'm like, you got to get a pink tie, got to get a
Oh,
picture, and
yeah.
but I've embraced it. And we
You look
also
good in pink.
thank you. Oh, you're so sweet.
You
I
do.
appreciate that.
You have the right complexion. Like,
Yeah.
it's good.
Well, I appreciate that. But one of the big things that we try to stress is it's nice that we do. We just talked about this before that we went on air, is that it is important that we have a month, but just never forget that breast cancer and cancer patients throughout the whole
Yes.
year, we've got to educate, we've got to advocate, not just for October, but certainly it's nice to have your own month for obviously fundraising, pushing your message, advocating, educating,
That's right.
because that's why this foundation was created.
Well, the whole and which you're a survivor yourself.
I am a 3-year breast cancer survivor.
I mean, that's
July.
awesome. High five. Oh, actually, cheers. Ooh,
Yes,
high five. We
cheers.
got beer
Yeah,
here.
I love it.
Which, I mean, your story is just, it's one of those awakening, if you will, because you're a dietitian. You and Rachel are probably one of the healthiest
Oh
people
my gosh, don't say
that I
that.
know.
Did you just, didn't you see my thing on nothing but bun cakes I was doing?
Listen,
And
well, there's always a little
I
bit of a
think I ate
balance.
the whole nothing but bun cake sample they had.
Is it really good there?
Oh, it's awesome.
That is
Another
awesome.
great, but to your point, we were talking about, what were we talking about?
We're talking about like
You're gonna have to rein me in.
I know the awakening that we've had
Yes.
that, and when I lived in Virginia, two of my friends that lived in our neighborhood, they one was 28
Yeah.
and the other 32, and both of
Wow.
them had stage 3 breast cancer as well.
Yeah.
That they
We're
were,
seeing younger.
it's, but
That's the crazy part.
I mean, I think that with our mothers and with our grandmothers, we never really talked about it.
And we never had the testing like we have now to
Yep.
detect breast cancer.
I didn't know my grandmother had breast cancer until probably about 30 years afterwards.
Yeah. So that's what's so ironic about my story and my journey is my dad's side was the dad that had the side that had breast cancer. When I originally found mine, and this is why that all transpired about the advocating and educating about breast cancer, it's about the size of my fingernail under my armpit for your viewers to know. So it wasn't really like all my breasts. Had a standard mammogram. They did the testing, came back, told me everything was fine. So my
Oh,
mom
wow.
ended up getting sick with bile duct cancer, and the monks have taken care of her. I ended up getting shingles. This sucker grew in my breast. I ignored it again, thinking, I didn't know my dad's side had breast cancer. We never talked about it.
Yep.
So fast forward, I ended up being stage 3, full mastectomy, 23 lymph nodes under my armpit, cancerous. When in hindsight, I possibly could have been a lumpectomy with radiation. Now, do I get upset? Do I get angry? Or do I move forward and advocate and educate? And what I
That's
say
right.
to your viewers are, it's important that we do 3D imaging. Like Joni Abdul Mercy Center here is wonderful.
Oh,
They
I
do
know.
3D imaging off the gate, and it's very important. And then it's important to tell your doctors if you have a lump, we should be doing an ultrasound immediately
Yes.
because you would have seen a lump as opposed to like a fluid-filled mass, and they would have done a biopsy.
Yes, they would have.
So, the advocating and educating so that I can help another viewer maybe not have to go
Because we
through
are our
that
biggest
bad.
advocates.
Yes. And you have to be part of your care. I'm a dietitian. And even, you know, when I worked in private practice, a dietitian, I told all of my folks that came, you have to be involved in this so that when I leave, you know how to carry on and also know how to work out and take care of yourself. So you have to advocate and push for these things because you may not know this. And that's one of the things our foundation does is we mentor new diagnosed patients with patients that are already through their survivorship and, you know, we're in remission so that we can help answer these questions. Yes. Someone did that for me and it was hugely helpful because once I did find out I was stage three, I was upset because I had a 50% recurrence right now. And I may be lying to you if I told you I didn't think about it, but with the foundation, it gives me purpose and it gives me the assistance to help others. So to your point, we have to educate and advocate about those things.
We really do because I mean, this isn't something that you really learn about in school. This isn't something that we'll Google like what's the best sale. We'll Google like information that we hear by some politician somewhere, but we don't often Google breast cancer or anything when it comes to cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that's out there, I remember listening to a conversation that one of the parents were having regarding the advancements that have been made in cancer research and how to isolate the cells to prevent replication and all these things. And we just are so unaware of everything that we have out there available to us.
Yeah. And that's why I think too, it is important to understand that. And also understand that you can Google and get overwhelmed too.
Oh yes.
You know, I know when I first got diagnosed, I was extremely overwhelmed and I was like, oh my gosh, now there's so much information. How do you cipher through it? And a place like Jody Abdu that's here, that is a comprehensive breast care center, those questions can be answered. And you could go from point A to point B to understand everything. And that's what you need to know. So when you're going into this, you know, all your questions are answered. You know what to expect because it is a long journey. It's absolutely a 2-year journey. And I tell breast cancer patients and all cancer patients that your journey is your journey. And let's not judge each other based on if we go flat, if we get implants, if we decide to do a lumpectomy, or we decide to do one breast as opposed to two. It's ultimately your choice. Yes. And I think that's so critical to understand. Or if you wear a wig and you don't wear a wig.
Yes, that's very, very true.
And I think it's hard because I think we do sometimes, and even amongst breast cancer survivors ourselves. So I think we need to understand that everybody goes through a journey. I don't care what it is differently and how we approach it. I want to be the face. I want to be out there and help. One, because of my story of it getting missed in the beginning. And I think we have an opportunity to raise some money to help pay medical bills for patients, which is the other avenue of why I started the foundation.
And what you do. I mean, we were just talking about what you have upcoming this weekend at
so
Boardman
excited.
Park.
Yeah.
And that is to help raise money for people that need to pay the bills because it ain't cheap.
No. So let's talk about that. So my journey was $20,000. And the crazy part is, I don't think you even think about it. When you're going through life, you're moseying along and, you know, you think nothing's going to happen to me. I'm resilient.
Yeah, you don't have your savings set up just in case.
Yeah, you just don't think about those things. But how many even have $1,000 in their saving, let alone $5,000 to $20,000? And when it happens, the bills don't stop coming in. And here's a great example. We had a patient we helped out and I called the husband and I said, hey, your bills were sent in. I just sent them to the medical centers where we needed to pay them. He started crying and he said, you know, my wife has her mastectomy today. And you know that she was stressed out about those bills before she went in. And I said to him, I said, this is just, when I got the phone, I looked at my husband, I said, how can this be? This literally is awful. And I know that feeling
to begin with to tag on to that, the expenses that you're going through. And then it is like, you probably do think, how is this impacting my family?
Yeah. Like, and if you have small ones,
what's my role and how is that going to impact my family to try to take care of myself and make myself better.
Yeah. And if you're a mother, you're trying to keep everything together.
Oh, yes.
And so you say to yourself, now I have to go through this. I have to keep strong. But here comes a bill, $15,000.
Yep.
And I'm emotional because I'm going to be losing my breast. I'm going to be losing my hair.
Yep.
And what I, you know, my little
you're
one,
sick.
Yeah, your kids are going to be like, hey, you know, mom, what's going on with you? And, you know, so there's things and I don't have kids. So for me, the hardest thing.
You have two little kids.
I do have four babies. I have four rescues. But
which real quick, by the way, so not only, I mean,
I love
rescues. Michelle just in general has always been the type of person to give. and you
I appreciate that. You truly
are that person.
Right.
With your friendships, I've seen how good you are and making sure that you're there and that that good source for them to go to and lean on and for you to give them good advice. But I don't know about that all the time.
Sometimes bad advice is still good advice.
But you also have been giving in our community for a while. Besides this foundation, you've also helped out with animal charity.
Yeah. Oh, I love to walk dogs. And I tell people all the time, they're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I would take patients when I was in private practice, and that was one of their goals, was to lose weight. I said, let's go down to animal charity. The one in Canfield, all of them are great, but the one in Canfield is nice because it's right by the walking trail, by the bike trail.
Yes.
And those dogs are so desperate to be able to be walked and get out of those cages, but it's great exercise. And it's also an emotional thing too. You get to go out there, you're out, and it's stress reliever, I think.
Yes.
So, so I appreciate that. Thank you. But, I think more importantly is the fact that as a survivor, I think one of the hardest things you go through is the survivor's guilt. And so when we originally did the cornhole tournament, when Jamie had passed this past year, it was really hard on me because I don't have children. And so I said, you say to yourself, how do I deserve to survive? Why is that? So for me, the foundation was all about purpose. And I don't think people do until you get through it, but there's many breast cancer, not breast cancer, but just cancer patients in general. Sometimes you say to yourself, why am I so special to thrive when you see so many that don't? And so many young ones with the breast cancer that I see. And then you have children, you know, like Jamie had a small daughter and she's doing wonderful. She's doing amazing. She's a heck of an athlete. And she won our softball tournament that we did for
our fundraiser. I saw that too. Yeah, that's really cool.
Gives me goosebumps. So with that, the foundation has given me purpose to be able to feel like, you know, we're going to have an impact. We're going to make some changes here.
And you are.
Really help some patients locally. You know, and I think another thing for your viewers to know is we cover the Trumbull, Mahoning, Columbiana County, and we just got into Mercer and into Grove City. So if we can grow more, we will. It's hard for me, like applicants come in, it's hard to say no, but I thought those are close enough counties in the PA. If we can grow more, you know, I'd love to.
It is hard. It is definitely hard, but you're doing so much for everyone.
Yeah.
So this weekend, is it Sunday?
Yeah. So Sunday, October 10th, we have our big cornhole tournament at Boardman Park. Now, we're going to have 50 teams, no doubt. It's going to be competitive. But I tell a lot of people, like, well, I don't play cornhole. Everybody can play cornhole first.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
I can play cornhole, and I can't play cornhole. So,
yeah. But we're going to have, speaking of animals, one of the things is Pepright Nutrition is our main sponsor out of Lisbon. Oh, I'm so excited about that.
Chris McGarry may have been on here last week.
I think he may have been. So did he tell you, I don't know if he told you about Judy, who works for Pepright. She's on our little flyer. So her and her sister got diagnosed within 3 months of each other, and they are 10 months apart. Crazy, right?
Is it a genetic?
So you talk about genetic and we didn't get to message yet. So you do what's called the BRCA gene.
Okay.
Mine came back negative, surprisingly, for as strong as it was on my dad's side. So now with her, I don't know. I didn't get to ask her, but you know, the genetic testing they do is great because it does tell you. And so that you can get your children prepared. I know it's scary sometimes.
And that's what Angela Jolie did.
And then I was just going to say, so Angela and Jamie took the very, very far right approach and then went ahead and aggressively removed the breast. Now, I don't tell your viewers, you know, that's what you should do. Do your research. Like I said, educate yourself and advocate for yourself so you can make the best informed decision. It's not my decision.
Really, so part of me is like, I would just get it up and be like, hey, now I'll have it for a good reason.
Yeah. So, but to your point, it is such a personal decision.
It is.
But the BRCA gene is nice because it gives them that opportunity to see. And we never think about that. Years in the past, we've never had stuff with genetic testing.
No.
And I think that is truly phenomenal, I pray every day that we have a cure for cancer. I mean, come on,
We got to get there.
Oh, we do.
I mean, we won't get into my conspiracy theories of why I think that that we don't. Or do we? No, okay.
But back to the...
I definitely have my conspiracy theories.
But back to the event.
Yes.
So let's get everybody out there. So it's not just about the cornhole tournament.
That's
so we have All About the Paws coming for dogs that need adopted in a rescue. And so we should reach out to Animal Charity too to bring some, but they're going to be dressed in costume.
I think it's so cute.
And so we have big baskets to give away. Every dog that's dressed in costume that comes to the event gets their name in for a drawing. Pepright is handing out all kinds of goodies and treats for the dog.
That's
we have a kids area where we're going to have Pete from Pete and Penny. We're going to Pete from Youngstown State. We're going to have the Armadilla, Glenda.
What's the Armadilla?
The Armadilla is from Texas Roadhouse. He comes dressed up as the like an armadillo.
No way.
And he hands out things. He's so cute.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
The episode of Friends. Remember when Ross dressed up as the Armadilla for like Hanukkah or something like
that? So we're hoping it doesn't scare the kids, but yes, the Armadilla is coming. But we're going to give them trick-or-treat bags. So the kids, if they do want to dress in costume, they can. And then we have like 70 over 80 raffle baskets.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Oh, let me tell you, the people in this community, once they found, I'm still getting them coming in. We'll probably end up with 90, no doubt, by the time we get done. So the
Always the last minute ones.
I know. And we love them, don't we?
Yes.
We do. And the other ones I'm always calling, hey, make sure you get your basket. Michelle, I'm going to get it. It'll be just a few weeks. And then I'm like a day before, do you have a basket? I'm going to bring it the day of the event.
Yep.
Hey, I don't care. As long as
we get
it. I mean,
they're bringing it the day of. It's usually already like wrapped and already bagged for
so
you.
So I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we don't care. Get the support of the community. Have them bring stuff out. So stuff for the kids, stuff for the family. We're going to have half the registration fee, the winner wins from the Cornhole Tournament. And then we have third place $300, third place $200. And then we have what's called a long hole board. It's called airmail. So if you don't know much about cornhole, it's a big deal. So you do like a half court shot, $5, and you can win Heather Frock and her husband.
Oh, that's awesome.
That own the long-term care facility in Lisbon.
Yes.
Donated it. So every person that puts it in, at the end of the day, we're going to draw their name and they get to win a $500 Amazon card.
Oh, wow.
So the guys are really excited about it. I have guys messaging me now, hey, when's the cornhole happening? And what are the rules and regulations of playing? And I'm like, okay.
Well, it's supposed to be beautiful out too.
Yeah. So, oh, I'm so excited. That's, yeah, that more than anything, because weather can, you do all this work and then.
I know. Any outdoor event freaks out everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. Gets, you know, you could have tents and everything else, but if it rains and pours, it just takes away from everything. But the weather looks good. So something for everyone, you know, besides winning stuff, the point of advocating and bringing patients together, we have a survivor's table. We're going to be handing out stuff there, free stuff for them as well. And they have a drawing just to, you know, recognize them. And then also, like you said, to raise money. We have 6 patients right now waiting for medical bills to be paid. So we're hoping this and then the softball tournament we had. And then hopefully this party that we're going to do.
This is also another exciting event. So this is happening downtown Youngstown.
Yeah.
Chris Davis, West 34. I saw the video with the both of you together.
I love him. I love his energy because he's just like so real.
He is all in. Oh. And he's real. He's all in. And his heart is in such a good place.
Yeah.
And he wants to be able to help people out. Mm-hmm. And he sees the significance of being that person.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think he is a phenomenal person.
When he reached out, it just literally, he said, Michelle.
And I love that.
I do. Yeah.
I love the fact that he reached out to you.
So I got an idea. Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't like me saying, he said, no, I want to do, you know, we've done really well. West 34th has done amazing. He said, we want to do something to give back. We thought about instead of doing a white party that everybody does, why don't we do a pink party, pick a local foundation and then give back to them. And he said, we thought about Apple Breast Cancer and we're wondering if you want to on board with it. And I said, yeah. I mean, that's like a no-brainer, right? I mean, truly, to be able to have that opportunity. And then just to mingle with people and let them know about the foundation, an opportunity to educate about what we do in the community. Because we're fairly new. If you think about it, when we did Jamie's, we weren't even a 501c. And we raised $10,000 for her for travel expenses. And that's the other thing we talk about is paying hotel grocery bills, restaurants, as you go to get your mastectomy, maybe you go to UPMC or you may go somewhere else, which is, you know, it happens. But with that, that's why it's so important that we
really
have
important.
Events like this and we have the community backing. But the night will be all pink, October 23rd. I know he's working with like Sweeney Chevrolet and she's
Alexis.
Yeah.
She kicks ass.
I get to meet her next week first. I'm very excited.
She's awesome.
Yeah. I think when you meet in person, you know, we've gotten so far away from that. And you know, with real estate, it's no different. I hate
the Zoom,
the phone, the Zoom, the texting. I was such a generation where my dad always said, shake a hand, go up and talk to someone. And I found out with the foundation, to be honest with you, the sponsorships we got this year were because of me reaching out and going in and talking to them face to face. So I hope we get back to that because I think that connections kind of missed.
I think that with everything with the pandemic, I think I would at least hope, and I know for myself, I appreciate and recognize the significance of the handshake, of the hug, of the one-on-one conversations so much more. And I don't take it for granted as much as I did in the past.
That's a good point. And you're absolutely right.
And I am more apt to pick up the phone and make the call even versus the text.
Yeah.
Like that, especially, you know, things can be misconstrued in a text very easily.
I agree.
Don't do caps and don't do exclamation points like that.
Yeah. that may do you in there.
Yes.
But yeah, so getting out to the community, letting them know what's going on. And I think truly, there's just been so many that have reached out. Even the Medical Society, this is something fairly new, reached out to me. And they want to do, they do a fashion show every year.
Yes.
At Westford. What's the name of the place?
The Waypoint.
The Waypoint. It's beautiful. So I think they're going to pick us and the
That's
Rescue
awesome.
Mission. I know. And they reached out. I said, that's wonderful. Absolutely. I said, I'd love to be a part of it. Again, it's just
this is amazing because when was this foundation started?
So it'll be a year this past November, and we've raised a total of $60,000. That doesn't include what we've raised since then to pay medical bills.
That is outstanding. Yeah. That is
says a lot for this community.
Yeah,
it says a lot for
it says people, a lot about you too.
Yeah, but you know, you can't
because people are willing. Because they know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That. Yeah.
You have a significant part in that.
Yeah.
So do they, but so sure. do you.
Sure. And I think the passion, because I've been through it and I know what these families are dealing with. And I know how it feels to have to go through chemo. And then all of a sudden you get a bill and you're like,
yeah,
what's this? I already got a bill. And
you know, and it why is it my insurance covering?
Yeah. You know, you pay a monthly premium. Plus you pay your co-payments and then you have your deductible, which ours is $5,000. And like I told my husband, it's crazy, but what I'm seeing, and it's not just a stereotype, but the predominant coming is the middle class that I'm seeing come to the foundation mm-hmm. that have the need the assistance. So, and there's a lot, and it's literally baffling to me. We just had a patient and she's still $20,000, still having to pay after the support from our foundation and everything else. So if that doesn't enlighten you to know how quickly your world can change and not even realize it.
So on a food side, because I got to get into the dietitian portion of everything, because
that's why I created the apple.
when you're going through chemo, when you're going through radiation, how does that impact? Is there any key things that people to help Absolutely. Them out of what they can eat to help? Because I know how sick you can become when you're going through these treatments. Is there anything on the diet side or exercise side that helps it out in any way?
Yeah. So, you know, when I went through my chemo, and again, I can only use my experience, I did juice, which means I used a lot of fruits and vegetables, my ninja. I know as a dietitian, the studies show you antioxidants help your body. The hard mm-hmm. thing is your body is battling. So you have the good guys coming in, which is the Neulasta. And then you have this chemo coming in, which is toxins. So this freaked me out. When I had my first, we call it the red Kool-Aid chemo. So when they come in, they're in a hazmat suit and they bring this big injection thing with Kool-Aid. Remember my husband's sitting
there. Well, the hazmat suit sure as heck
and
doesn't
I
help.
I looked at him and I said, oh my gosh, this
like
is
you're
what
wearing
I'm
a hazmat suit
in my freaking body. And that's what you have to do in order to kill this cancer so that one, you can survive. And, you know, your percentages of surviving is better. So, you know, the odds and the studies are there for it.
Yeah.
But that's for me as a dietitian, I thought, F you, I'm going to beat your butt. I'm not going to let this stop me. So I fought back with juicing. I worked out through my whole chemo. Now, keep in mind, viewers, with COVID, I'm not saying go to the gym. My working out changed completely.
Yeah.
Before this, I was a little crazy, CrossFit and all this stuff. So I would walk. An approach is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to let it win. I'm not going to bury myself in a hole, you know, and that's why I worked through my chemo too, because I said to myself, I can't see myself sitting at home. I don't want this to overcome me because it can. And you can become very depressed very quickly.
It will mentally get you.
You lose your hair, you lose your breasts. Now you're going through chemo. Your body changes.
You truly understand the whole, like when they talk about the Samson and like him losing his hair and like losing his strength, there is such a relevance to that, especially for women.
Absolutely. It's a part of you. So when I tell your viewers to be sensitive on what you say, you don't, and you don't mean to. I have very good friends that would come up and they're like, Michelle, don't worry, your hair will grow back. We all say that. And even I said it before. Mm-hmm. But you say to them, it is a part of you. Would you shave your head for me now? And many are like, and then they're like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. So there's just things you just learn. And I learned myself because there was stuff I never knew how, you know, it's sensitive it is. Why didn't you take both your breasts, Michelle? Why did you just take one? And then I say, oh, think about how insensitive that is.
I know.
And, you know, so when you're going through it, you just have to be there for patients. So all you have to say is, hey, what do you need?
Yep.
Do you need a meal? Do you need some meals for your family? Do you need groceries? Whatever you need, I'm here. And that's sometimes it's all you need. And that means the world to so many people, especially when you're going through, not even just breast cancer, but, you know, whatever your journey may be, you know, having that. But back to the hair thing and the symbolization of this and my posing, my one picture, why that's so important to me is when I originally got my diagnosis, I got a second opinion at the Cleveland Clinic. I met a young girl there, 25, diagnosed with breast cancer. Her hair was the length of probably longer than mine down to here. And she just started bawling and she looked at me and I was 46 at the time. And she goes, are you like upset you're going to lose your hair? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a moment here. I should really think about how I'm going to approach this with this young girl. I don't want her to think, oh my gosh, it's you're going to lose it. You're going to be devastated. So I said, you know what I am going to do? I said, I'm going to shave my head on Facebook and then I'm going to post me like a warrior for you and see how you feel the next day. And I said, so that you can see someone that's been through it and did it. And she called me the next day crying. She goes, Michelle, I feel like I could do it. I'm G.I. Jane. I'm going to get my girlfriends together like you did. We're going to drink. I'm going to shave my head. And so that's why I kept my head shaved and I didn't wear the wig, but some women do wear the wig. But for me, that symbolization was a lot with that strength picture and the fact that, you know, you overcame it and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
It's just sometimes it seems so distant.
I think that making sure that your mind is stronger than your body at that point is what then carries your body along the way.
Yeah. And for some, you know, it's hard for some, it doesn't, you know, for the ones that we lost, like Jamie. And I think about that girl from America's Got Talent, Freebird, I think her name is. So you look at those patients and when they're so very young, sometimes it's so aggressive. And for Jamie, you know, people would say, oh my God, she lost the battle or the fight. And I always say they never lost the battle or fight. Their body did. They were such fighters. The chemo, the radiation, when you come down and you're down to 70, 80 pounds and you're on these treatments.
It's hard.
And it's very hard. And to see people go through that is very hard too for the people on the outside. Some of the people going through it, they have such a light about them. They're so amazing. And that gives me the strength to keep going forward and doing what I'm doing. No, we're, you know, I'm not gonna be able to find a cure for cancer, but hopefully I can help lessen that financial and emotional burden as they go through it.
I think in life in general, what you do for everyone, whether they have breast cancer or not, you will portray this empowerment and this positivity that we can all take and appreciate.
Oh, I appreciate
from that.
I appreciate that.
I mean, it's so your aura, if you will, is very strong and it's amazing what you're doing.
I appreciate that.
It definitely is. So other question I have to ask, because I did. I looked at her website.
You see my two dogs on there too.
Yeah,
right?
I did. But I knew you had the two dogs. But 1991 is when you came here. Is that what it said? You moved to Youngstown in
19- So the story behind how I come to Youngstown.
I just naturally assume anyone here has been here forever.
So I feel like I have been here forever. So my sister and I played softball. We were one of the very first few ones to get a Fulbright scholarship to Youngstown State. So my sister is amazing. She's the one that we did wood for a cause, and she owns a tree company. It's hysterical. She cuts down trees. She has a pink saw. She is amazing.
That is awesome.
So we ended up staying in the area. I got my scholarship here, played here. Matter of fact, to come full circle, I seen Coach Tressel this weekend. I call him Coach Tressel still because I remember him back in the day. So I ended up staying here at Youngstown State, staying in the area and making my family here. So I love it. And you know, Youngstown has grown and done such beautiful things.
Where are you originally from?
Massillon Perry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So originally from there, moved here in 91. But like I said, this area, these people in the Youngstown area are amazing. And I think we always hear the bad things, like, oh, the shootings, oh, we got COVID this. And it's so nice to bring to light things that are going on in the community that are wonderful, like what Chris Davis is doing at West 34th, the Medical Society, what they're doing for us, the fashion. I mean, there's just so many good things. The cornhole this Sunday, October 10th.
Boardman Township. I mean, how everybody is open. And I think at one point in time, even Grey Boutique.
Oh my gosh, Amy. Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. So Amy did some. She sold some of my stuff there so that some of the funds would come back. And she's always been a supporter, either through baskets or just giving stuff. Meyer's Grocery Store came in and they ended up being a sponsor.
Oh, wow.
Mercy Health. We're having the Mammo van there. So you can actually at the tournament, I'm going to talk about, get your screenings done.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and they're going to be doing educating as well. So there's a lot of things at the events. So it's not just the cornhole tournament. I think there's a lot of pieces to it. The educating, the advocating with the Mammo van there, the tons of kids activities, the animals, because it is an animal friendly park.
It is.
So it kind of worked out great when Pet Bright came forward and asked to be the sponsor. I thought, this is great. And I love animals. And then we have the rescue dogs there trying to get adopted. So it's kind of like a win-win.
It definitely
and you can
is.
Help, you know, many organizations by coming. And then just follow our website at www.applebcwarrior.com because you'll see all the things that we're doing. The comfort bags, you know, we didn't even get to mention those.
We got some time. Tell us about the comfort bags.
So why I decided to put those in the foundation as well is because I got one and it brought me such joy. And I said, look at this. Someone thought of me. And all this stuff in here, and it was so neat between lip balm to peppermint candy to footies with grip, a lap blanket. I said, we're going to do that. And the amount of people that have come forward, you should see my basement. I think my husband's going to either get me like a unit, storage unit, because I have so much stuff. So I said, we have to, you know, do these. So the other spin on it, we reached out to Inspiring Minds last year, and their kids wrote messages of hope. And I like the handwritten stuff because let me tell you, I got patients contact me and these go everywhere. So they go to Joni Abdu, the Hope Center in Warren and Youngstown, Grove City Oncology, the Canfield Blood and Cancer Center. And then there's one other one in PA that we go to and we drop them off. So really even regular cancer patients, not just breast cancer. And we do male bags and female bags just so that there's footies that fit their size, you know,
because
they were getting footies that didn't fit. But you open that up and then you get this message from someone, even a small kid that says, hey, thinking of you, sending a smile. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. So if there's any kids out there or teachers that have kids that want to write letters, they can drop them off my porch. It's very easy to do. Could be a project for the schools, you know?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. And Inspiring Minds, at that time it was Stephanie, but I know she's moved on. So hopefully
Stephanie's another kick-ass woman out there.
I love her. Yeah. Strong and, I like strong women. I think that even in
my
circle of women, I have very strong women that are, you know, I think we support each other. I think that's the thing. We bring out the best in each other. And I think sometimes we need to do that.
We do. It's not sometimes, it's always.
Yeah.
We always need that person to boost us up and listen to us and say, hey, you're on the right path and you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, because sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you feel like, and there's days that are, I mean, I'll tell all your cancer patients out there, you know, I put on a great smile, but there were days that were bad. But I always say, just remember, don't stay in those days, but know that you're going to have them and it's okay to be not okay.
And be kind to yourself.
Yes. And I've learned that a lot because I was so very hard on myself. Everything, you know, athlete, push myself.
I was about to say, that's that competitive athleticism of you.
Yeah. And your body changes. I mean, I had my ovaries removed a year and a half ago because I was still producing estrogen. They put you on a medication for the rest of your life, which is Arimidex. So you change and you got to learn to say to yourself, it's okay.
Yeah.
I may not be able to run 5 miles, which I never was able to do anyways. I may not be able to do these CrossFit crazy things that I did before, but it's okay. And I think when people relate to that, because they can understand that. And as women, and you know, even as a mother, you know, you can't be everything to everybody, but sometimes you have to take a step back and say, all right, it's okay. It's okay that my hair is like all over the place and I got gum in my hair and I'm running around.
It's totally okay. I feel like it brings character.
Yeah. And it's okay. We all have the wrinkles. We're all going to age. And I think sometimes when you show that realness and that rawness, and when I went through my chemo, I had a bald head. And I remember Jason Cook at one of the dog rescues collected t-shirts for me all over the state. Jason Cook, he's yeah. very much compassionate about animals. And he had me a live video feed, and I had my hair, I had my head shaved. I mean, all my hair off my face was gone, your yeah. eyelashes, my eyebrows. And, you know, I had so many people say, oh my gosh, it was nice to see that side, because it does happen. And we all have those days. And,
we all do.
You know,
did you ever, I remember going, this is, I went with one of my friends to the cancer center, and it was the cancer center, like, of what you can do, like how to grow your eyelashes back and all these various different techniques yeah. and what they have out there.
Yeah. Biotin is a big thing. You know, talk about supplements. I mean, I swear by that hair and nail thing, because my hair grew back very fast. I mean, I looked at the video, because it was WKBN that did the footage of our first year.
Yes.
And I think my hair was like growing like that much. And then I look at it today. I know. I'm like, isn't that crazy?
I know.
And it grew in curly. Chemo curls well, so like crazy.
That's what my friends.
This is calm today.
That's what my friends said. Their hair came back so super, like, and they had poker straight hair before.
It's exact
and it was super curly after.
Let's just say I'm bringing the 70s back. I was the one that I had my little bow and my hair looked like.
70s are back. Haven't you noticed?
So yeah. So for Halloween, I may go with that. I may let
awesome.
The curls be real.
Oh,
crazy,
yeah.
Crazy, right?
Do it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That'd be foxy.
Oh, I think I kind of would be. That wasn't a bad idea. People would do it for a pink party.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'll do it if you do it.
Yeah. Okay. We can do it.
Done.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Again, let people know about this weekend and Chris's thing, and then where
Absolutely.
They can find more information.
So we want you to come out on Sunday, October 10th at Boardman Park. It'll start 11 a.m. starts registration, 12 p.m. bags flow. We'll be there till about 5 or 6. We have a DJ for music, all kinds of activities for the kids and family, along with a wonderful dog rescue and dogs dressed in costume. We also have coming up October 23rd, our pink party. Mm-hmm. So come in all your best pink outfits. And it's a way to thank all of our volunteers, our viewers, all the people that have sponsored the foundation. But it's also a good way that we're going to get people out there to educate and advocate about
right.
breast cancer. So if you're viewers get a chance, please visit our website at www.applebcwarrior.com. And thank you so much for having me on, because anytime that we can advocate, educate, we want to do it. And we've been trying to connect. So
I know
I'm
we
so
have been
glad.
Forever.
I'm so glad that we finally got the time to be able to do it.
And while October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, always, always keep it in mind 365 days a year, and anything you can do to help support. They'll take the money come yeah. October or November 5th. It's okay. It'll
Absolutely.
Still
count. Absolutely. Now put your beard on. We got to do like we did with Chris, because we know what do all warriors do when we're done at the end of the day and we battle this fight? We
flex our muscles.
I love it.
You know, I do have a little bit
See,
under
you, Oh, you do, Lisa. So thank you again for having me.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Now we cheer.
Yay. I really like
Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com.